This recording, Hebei 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Prey was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Dark Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bottle of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a gold waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itch goes began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goat's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently, stroking the goat's lower back with her palm, then singing a tiny to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not fertile. In no time, the goat began to tremor. So Sarah was able to hold onto Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goat, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the wife's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to mirror out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for Kara.
My hometown is Baoding, Dingzhou. It is very small, but it is beautiful. I like it very much. These years it has changed beautiful more and more. I was born in a village. I often played with my friends on the ground. At first to learn English was 15, but my English is not very good, but I very like it. I want to learn English very good and speak it perfect. I want to travel the European one day. I like the beautiful of European.
子曰：“学而时习之，不亦说乎？有朋自远方来，不亦乐乎？人不知而不愠，不亦君子乎？”子曰：“师三百，以言以蔽之，曰思吾也。”子曰：“问孝。”子曰：“今之孝者，是谓能养，是谓能食。至于犬马，皆能有食，不敬何以别乎？”子曰：“视其所以，视其观其所由，察其所安。人焉守哉？人焉守哉？”